This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There were $46 billion worth of climate-related disasters in the U.S. in 2016. Louisiana Appeals Court has struck down funding for some charter schools, saying that they are not public schools in the sense of the Louisiana Constitution. Thousands around the country rallied in March to protest efforts to end health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. After 146 years, the Ringling Brothers Circus has announced that it is closing. Federal judge in Houston has ruled a change in the local election system in Pasadena, Texas, a working-class suburb of Houston, was deliberately designed to ensure white control of the city council in the face of a growing Hispanic population. The case is seen as a test of whether or not the Voting Rights Act continues to have any teeth. In a study of work tests, 51% of all activities Americans do at work involve predictable physical work susceptible to automation. 28% involve tasks less easily automated. Only 21% of work is safe now because these tasks require applying expertise to make decisions, do something creative, or manage people. The prevalence of female binge drinking, defined as four or more drinks on one occasion of about 2 hours, has risen 12% in the last 10 years. One in eight women now report binge drinking. Typical female binge drinker usually does so three times a month and usually has six drinks when she's doing it. An analysis of listings of the 14 fastest growing jobs from 2014 to 2024 found that they use feminine language, which has been shown statistically to deter male applications and attract women. Construction is dangerous. In New York City, for example, the Department of Buildings recorded a 250% increase in construction injuries from 2011 through 2015, with construction fatalities increasing every year as well. BlackRock, the huge private equity company, holds a stake of greater than 5% in 75 of the 100 largest companies in the U.S., while another, State Street, has more than 5% in 23 of the largest, and Capital Group owns more than 5% of 20 of the biggest companies. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents news, people's news, about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.